Let's talk about Ms. Cady, K-A-D-I, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. Ms. Casey is a 34-year-old woman who was recently seen by her primary care physician diagnosed with metabolic syndrome with increased weight, slightly increased hemoglobin A1C. He recommended patient to be evaluated for possible Ozempic treatment, allergy none. Family history, mom died of breast cancer at age 39. Patient has undergone gene testing and is under the care of a specialist, has already started doing mammogram on regular basis. Dad died of cirrhosis, diabetes, and high blood pressure in his 50s. COVID immunization, up-to-date medications, none. Surgery, none. Medical problems, negative. Social, no drinking, no smoking. She's married, has one child, 9 years old. She's a principal in Needham, Texas, N-E-E-D-H-A-M, Texas. Patient has tried diet and exercise to lose weight, but hasn't been very successful, period. The paragraph, patient wants to try Ozempic along with diet, exercise, and increasing water intake and try to lose the weight that she needs, period. New paragraph, review of system, abdominal pain, increased abdominal girth, abdominal discomfort, gastroesophageal reflux, leg pain, arm pain, no family history of medullary thyroid cancer, neck feels full. She thinks it's because she's gaining weight, but she wants to make sure there's no tumors in her neck before she starts Ozempic. Also family history of stroke, has had some history of vertigo and palpitations in the past, but not recently. Exam, hey, did she tell us how much she weighs? Did she write it down?
No. I said that it was 170.
Yeah, that's what I heard. She weighs 179 pounds. Her goal is to lose 25 pounds. 98%, 97.9, 16, 80, 125 over 85, plus 4, 2 lungs are clear. Make sure you have these skin shows and eyes. Or mucosa with allergenological non-focal. Evaluation of her abdomen because of abdominal pain, short of slight fatty liver, otherwise within normal limits. Gallbladder is normal. Spleen is within normal limits. As far as leg pain and arm pain is concerned, these are not related to any PVD or DVT findings, multifactorial. Nixon's blood work up to date. Nixon's hemoglobin is slightly elevated. Nixon's she'll bring us a copy of her blood work. Nixon's her TSH was stable before. Nixon's diet, disgusting. Exercise, disgusting. Nixon's increasing water intake. Nixon's no eating after 7 o'clock. Nixon's echocardiogram is within normal limits. Nixon's thyroid look normal. Thyroid gland looks normal in face of starting Ozempic. Nixon's no DVT or PVD noted. Next number, there's no lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next number, the soft tissue swelling that she describes, not related to any tumors or lymph nodes in her neck. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Thank you.